how to help teens celebrate and appreciate all bodies. Learning to celebrate and accept all bodies can help reduce weight stigma, reduce appearance-based teasing, and improve body image. This information helps you to role model and encourage your teen to have positive attitudes, respect, and appreciation of all bodies. There is an accompanying video on the Body Kind Families webpage. Weight stigma, the belief that thinner bodies are better than larger bodies, is a very real issue in society and a significant risk factor for the development of body dissatisfaction and disordered eating. A healthy body can come in a variety of weight, shapes, and sizes. If parents send the message that all bodies are good and that all bodies belong in our world, and especially in our home, children and teens are more likely to be more accepting of their own. As a society, it is important to broaden our understandings about weight and body size and actively work to reduce weight discrimination. Being aware of our own personal weight biases, values, and beliefs, and actively challenging these, is a great place to start. Let's debunk some unhelpful myths about body size and weight. Myth 1. Weight is a choice. Fact. Our body size is largely determined by genetics, along with over 100 contributing factors. Typically, people focus on two factors, food and exercise. Myth 2. Weight can be controlled. Fact. Our body is programmed to survive and resist weight loss. The majority of people who diet will regain the weight. Diet culture profits from convincing us that with enough willpower and discipline, we can change our body size and weight permanently. Myth 3. BMI is a good measure of health. Fact. Body mass index, BMI, is not an accurate measure of a person's overall health, particularly in adolescence, as it only measures weight and height, which during puberty does not change simultaneously. BMI doesn't differentiate between fat and muscle, and also doesn't consider health behaviours, which improve health but may not change weight. Myth 4. Weight equals worth. Fact. Numbers and metrics do not determine a person's worth, which include numbers of likes and followers too. All humans of all shapes, sizes, and in all bodies are deserving of respect, kindness, support, and love. Things to try and do. Role model positive, accepting, or neutral attitudes toward all bodies. Be body kind. Be aware of your own weight attitudes and biases and who and what has influenced them. Learn more about health, not weight. Encourage your family to accept and celebrate differences in all bodies. All are deserving of value and respect. Try diversifying social feeds to include people of all shapes and sizes, and also those with visual differences. Speak kindly about all bodies, your own included, with respect and as if it were your best friend. Call out jokes, banter, language, and comments that tease, bully, or shame a person's weight or size. Remind your teen that their bodies are growing and changing, and that is natural and okay. Focus on how the body functions, not what it looks like, and encourage your teen to see themselves as more than their body and appearance. Focus on improving the health behaviours of your children. Things to try and avoid. Talking about weight, diet, or using fat in a negative, derogatory way. Making negative comments about people in larger bodies, e.g. suggesting that they're unhealthy or need to lose weight. Health cannot always be seen. Dismissing disordered eating or eating disorder symptoms or behaviour in children in larger bodies. Eating disorders can develop in people of all weights. Passing judgment about a person's body size. So many other factors contribute to a person's size. Using terms like underweight, overweight, or obese, which imply a body size, might be wrong. If you must label, try higher weight or larger bodied. Treating a higher weight teen in a different way to others in the family, e.g. different meals or portion sizes. Research reports that using weight or size to motivate a change in health behaviours or to encourage weight loss does not work. Research also reports that weight and body shaming increases body dissatisfaction and unhelpful behaviours and impacts on self-esteem. Concerned about a teen? If you are concerned about your teen's developing body or body size, it is recommended that you seek the support of non-diet or weight-inclusive health professionals. To find a non-diet or weight-inclusive health professional, visit https://haesaustralianinc.wildapricot.org/find-a-provider. These professionals also recommend that you do not take your teen or child to initial appointments, as it is important that your teen is not made to feel like their body is wrong or the problem, increasing feelings of shame. The facts page and what to do if concerned resources provide further information. You can also contact Butterfly's National Helpline by phone, email or web chat. Visit www.butterflynationalhelpline.org.au for further information. This fact sheet is one of a series produced for Bodykind Families, a Butterfly Foundation initiative proudly supported by the NIB Foundation.